weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting Indian troops cross the Pakistan border. Two Pakistani soldiers are killed. India's army said Thursday that it launched surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan, but Islamabad rejects the claim, calling it an incident of cross-border firing. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
India's Director General of Military Operations, Ranbir Singh, told a news conference Thursday the strikes were carried out based on intelligence received concerning impending attacks.
Based on very specific and credible information which we received yesterday, that some terrorist teams had positioned themselves at launch pads along the line of control with an aim to carry out infiltration and terrorist strikes in Jammu and Kashmir and various other metros in our country. The Indian Army conducted surgical strikes last night at these launch pads.
The strikes come in the wake of a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. Pakistan's defense ministry called the action a direct violation of the ceasefire agreement between the two countries. They promised a tough response if it happens again. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan also reports two of its soldiers died. Sudan's government has carried out at least 30 likely chemical weapons attacks in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur since January, using what two experts concluded was a probable blister agent. That according to Amnesty International. The Sudanese UN ambassador Omar Dahab Fadi Mohammed said in a statement that the Amnesty report was utterly unfounded. This is VOA News. Hundreds of wounded